CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Dr. Brenda Schaefer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Her new work is Iran is More Than Persia, which is a full study of the ethnic advantages that are enjoyed by the people of Iran, except the regime suppresses them. Why? Because the regime fears the fact that the Persian idea of the world, predatory conduct towards your neighbors, adversary relationship towards the United States, that is not popular. That is not going to keep the regime in power. The regime does not enjoy the majority anywhere along its borders, and especially its history of ethnic minorities. Now, Brenda has some recommendations. Before we get to the full book, which will come in the future, the immediate recommendations are to do with media. Brenda, you note that the CIA stopped compiling facts about Iran, I think, in 2016. But let's bypass government. What can the reporters know? What can the U.S. media do about these ethnic longings in Iran that are being ignored with this general idea that the regime is in charge?
So first thing I would think, you know, get out and if you're reporters, if you're, you know, looking at Iran, not to focus just on Tehran. Again, it's like focusing just on Manhattan when you're trying to understand the United States. Second, you know, the numbers, ignore the previously published numbers of the CIA reports and many of the policy reports that were based on this. You know, the CIA stopped reporting numbers, so obviously they don't have a handle on the numbers. I think I was able to bring here data, include, you know, at this stage only of Iranian internal data and Iranian government statements on the issue, that they admit, you know, having less than 50% of the population, you know, being Persian. And so, you know, this should spark curiosity from any journalist, from any, you know, researcher, on Iran. And I think also the language proficiency area with, at least 40% of the people self-proclaiming that they're not, proficient in Persian. You know, this tells you a lot about, you know, probably their primary identities and even the whole function of the state.
Can we learn about the ethnic minorities from the diaspora? You note the assassination launched by the regime against the Kurds, the Kurdish speakers who live in the Netherlands. But are the diaspora sources reliable? Is that a good way to report what's going on inside Iran?
Well, you know, I think that the Iranian diasporas are very, very split on this issue of the ethnic minorities. And it's something that the regime very skillfully manipulates. So you do have, you know, activists that come from the ethnic minorities, and when they move abroad, they, you know, especially in places, actually even more in Europe than the United States, but they become you know, more politically active within their ethnic group. And at the same time, I would say that the mainstream Iranian opposition, you know, especially based in the United States, and including the monarchists and you know, people that claim they want democracy, they're very adamant against granting ethnic rights. And I think that this alienates the ethnic minority groups that want their rights in a future Iran from the more general opposition. And I think Tehran constantly reminds the more nationalistic Iranian nationalistic opposition, hey, it's better to stay with us and, you know, and prevent the breakup of the country. I think the Persian core opposition is very different than, for instance, the Russian democratic movement inside the USSR that didn't sort of mind you know, giving rights to the empire or even losing parts of the empire. They had a very different view on that.
You also recommend, and we have about a minute, Brenda, to report on the human rights abuses against the minorities when you can determine that the person executed comes from one part of the country that is not Tehran. Do I read that correctly?
Right. So I would definitely encourage Washington, you know, in any of its reporting on human rights in Iran, to not just look at like religious minorities, which are 1% of the country, but to look also at the violations of ethnic minority rights. Again, over 50%. And also in general, as you know, Iran is a big focus of the Biden administration foreign policy. And to know that Iran is a really fractured country on foreign policy, and also that the government is very weak for sure in the ethnic minority provinces.
Dr. Brenda Schaefer, Professor Dr. Brenda Schaefer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, publishing a piece of her larger story, Iran is More Than Persia. It's available online through FDD. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.